This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate begins hearings this week on the nomination of Judge Souter to the Supreme Court. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Senate Judiciary Committee hearings begin this week on President Bush's nomination of Judge Souter to the Supreme Court. You and I serve on the committee, so we'll each get to question Judge Souter, and we have plenty of questions to ask. From all reports, President Bush intentionally picked a mystery nominee with no paper trail. Judge Souter has said little or nothing about the major legal and constitutional issues of our time. The less we know, the more we have to find out. Join me, Al, in resisting the attempt by Attorney General Thornburg and the administration to put some questions off limits and muzzle the hearings. We need to find out what Judge Souter thinks about the right to privacy and other basic liberties. You don't really want to confirm a blank slate to the Supreme Court, do you, Al?
Ted, you still remember your vicious and hysterical attack on Bork. Souter next, eh, pal? There's no blank slate with Judge Souter. There are dozens of decisions he made while presiding as both a federal judge and a member of the New Hampshire Supreme Court. They're all right there for the whole world to review and study. Your problem is in finding something wrong with this able conservative, and it's driving you goofy. Poor old Ted. Instead of running your fingernails down that blank slate chalkboard in utter frustration, maybe you ought to stop playing coy and own up to the fact that Judge Souter is one excellent pick for the high court. And if he really is such a mystery man, why would the New York Times have written a story back in 87 speculating that Ronald Reagan would pick Souter if Bork was shot down? That was 3 years ago, before George Bush became president. So pretend and grumble all you want to, Ted, but Judge Souter earned his fine reputation as a legal scholar years ago and has been building it most impressively ever since. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress's expensive and senseless practice of passing commemorative laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.